make sure to stick around to the end of the episode where we're going to give a shout out to some of our favorite fellow podcasters.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Slaughter Sisters. I'm Nicole.
I'm Sharon, and we're together again. I mean, not face to face, but I'm not by myself.
Yeah. I'm glad this is working so far. Let's hope it doesn't.
You said don't talk about it. Why are you talking about it? Don't talk about it.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I've got the house to myself this weekend. No big kids. No. Well, okay. I've got the dogs, but they're chill. And I got Maddie, obviously, but it's so fucking quiet. And oh my God, we got like, what's it called? DoorDash from, Cracker Barrel. We've got enough food to do
DoorDash,
us for the weekend.
Sponsor us.
Word.
Sponsor us. DoorDash.
We've got so much fucking food. It is unreal. I mean, tons of pancakes. I think it like feeds a family of four and there's just two of us. So it's going to be amazing. I'm not leaving here this weekend. Okay. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm sitting here at my kitchen table. Signal's good. Life is good.
Life is good. Guys. So I kind of wanted to talk just a smidgen about that case that I was telling you about the other day where that family had drowned, the mother, the father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, all three of them drowned in their family pool.
Okay, so.
Weird.
Come on, listeners. We need you to interact with us.
Uh-huh.
Something is fishy. I want to do a deep dive on that and see. Cause come on. And then the coroner, said that it was accidental drowning
on all three of their parts.
On all three of them.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I mean, it was a family pool. I mean, what was it? Maybe 5 feet. Give me a break.
And all they would have to do is like the parents anyway, would have
stand up.
Right. Stand up. I mean, oh no, that's weird. Fishy. That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
super fishy. Where did this happen at? Do you know?
I think it was, New Jersey. I don't remember for sure, but yeah.
Way to have those details there, Nicole.
Oh, I'm not going to give you all the details, homie. We're going to talk about it more at a later date.
I'm so glad that we're here. It was so, I mean, okay, the Lumberton case I did last week by myself was pretty good, but yeah, it was just, it was so boring. Like I kept pausing, waiting for somebody to be like, crack a joke or something. And I was like, oh, I'm by myself. So when I edit it, I would literally have to edit that pause that I was waiting for you to speak in.
We should have done it to where like, I just made like sounds like, yeah. Oh,
my God, that is genius. Oh my God, we should do that. And then I'll just have it, you know, there for if this happens again and I'll just insert it. Oh my God.
Yeah. We should do that.
You're a genius.
That would be, yeah.
It would still be weird for me, but
it'd be weird as shit.
Oh, I'm pretty sure people will notice because I'd be like, whatever, and then stop. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah. And then I'm going to be like, yeah. I don't fucking know.
Or you'd put like, you would stop at a different spot and then you'd put something that doesn't match in that hole.
I mean, I do suck at editing. I'm not the best.
No, you don't.
I mean, the Lumberton case was really good, I think. But I mean, I've lost shit. You know, I lost most of the Smith Mountain shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that was your fault though.
Whatever. Point is, it was my computer and it was gone. So
yeah.
I mean, we're a new podcast. We're trying to do it. We don't know all the ins and outs, but we're figuring this shit out as we go.
And we appreciate all you listeners and all you people that share. All right.
After that, we had a lot to talk about. We hadn't like podcasted together. I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're together. Okay, go ahead. All right, ready? You want to get started?
Yay. Let's do it.
Yay. Oh, wait. Buckle up, bitches. Yep. Nicole's about to give us a story. She's taking the lead on this one.
I was just waiting. Like, are we doing this?
Yep, we're doing this.
Oh, man.
Go, girl. Go.
Okay. So we're going to talk about Richard Mark Evanett. He was a true piece of crap.
Richard Mark, and who?
Evanitz.
Who Evanescence? Gives a shit? Evanescence?
Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares how to pronounce his name.
I love Evanescence. It's a, I mean, she,
yeah,
she's
that a, long she's silent a, was, that was
a,
on purpose.
She's a singer, girl.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Okay. All right.
He was born July 29th, 1963 in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, that's not far from me.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
His parents were Joseph and Tess. Richard was the oldest of three children. He had two younger sisters.
Okay.
Which, it's going to come into play. I just don't understand. I mean, we'll get into it, but. So Richard went by Mark because his uncle's name was Richard. So we're going to call him Richard because he's a piece of shit and I don't care.
Oh, we should call him Dick. Yeah, because Dick is like the name for Richard. It's like short for Richard, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I don't know why it's not Rich, but apparently it's Dick. So let's call him Dick.
That's a good point.
Right?
Why is it Dick?
I don't know why it's Dick, but you know, there's that race car guy. Well, used to be. I don't know if it still is. I don't follow. But his name was Dick Trickle.
Yo,
that's a true story.
Okay. That is the worst.
Literally, have you heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him, but
dude,
I forgot. About
Dick
it.
Trickle. What kind of name is that? Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you going to choke on your own spit right now?
Okay, with that. Oh my God. Okay. So Richard started drinking at the age of 12 and smoking weed at 13. He was known to have a bad temper, shocker. And it was well known that his household was a sexually charged household.
I'd like to know exactly what that means.
Both parents had affairs.
Okay. They okay. Both. Okay. Does that mean it's a sexually charged household though? I think somebody was misquoted on that.
I'm not there yet. Hang on.
Okay. Okay.
So, both of them were having open affairs. They all knew that their parents were having affairs, and Richard's dad would actually have him deliver notes like to the neighbors who were his lovers. So Richard was like in the middle of it. You know, he knew what was going on and he was the note deliverer. Richard started breaking into neighbors' homes.
And still in their underwear.
And staying out past curfew. Oh. It didn't say if he stole anything. It didn't say if he stole anything, but can you think about like, you come home, okay, your door is kicked in. And you go through your house, but nothing's taken.
No, there was some underwear taken. I feel certain.
What? Like, I would feel more violated that nothing was taken because I'd be like, why were you in here? Bah.
Okay. Yeah. So if he would have taken any of my underwear, I wouldn't have noticed anyway. Cause like, I've got a junk underwear drawer. Yeah. I mean, you know, shit I hadn't wore in 10 years that my big ASS probably couldn't fit into. I don't know why I'm spelling ass.
That you spelled. Oh, I'm going to try not to say UM a lot. We're going to.
So what had happened was.
What had happened was.
If you do say just stretch it out and I'll cut it out. Because that's annoying as shit.
Shut your mouth. Richard was also abused by his father when he was younger.
Physically?
There were stories about his dad drowning a dog that Richard had brought home.
Oh, come on.
And also that Richard's story was that his dad held him down in the bathtub, like held his head down in the bathtub.
Oh, no.
But his dad, you know, says that that didn't happen. He just dumped water over his head.
Okay. Either fucking way, Dick's dad's a dick too. So.
Yeah. He sounds like a gem.
So. Oh, 100%.
I mean, yeah. Naturally, Richard was really close to his mother and his sisters.
Well, naturally, because his dad was a dick.
His dad was a douche.
Word.
Richard graduated high school at 16. So he was really smart. After high school, Richard was the manager of a Jiffy Lube. Then he joined the Navy. A lot of my stories have military men. January 1987, Richard exposed himself and masturbated in front of a 15-year-old girl.
Jesus God Almighty.
When his ship returned to port, because yeah, he was still in the Navy when this happened, he was arrested and sentenced to 3 years probation.
Oh God, can somebody please, first of all, tell me what the point of somebody doing that in front of anybody, much less a small girl. What's the point? What does that do? What does that do? Do you remember when I told you that, like, when this whole quarantine thing started, I did chat roulette for the first time? And because, like, I heard about it way back when. And then it was like, anybody who knows what chat roulette is will know what I'm saying. Anybody who don't, you should try it because it's pretty fucking funny. So, like, all of a sudden, it's like, you neck somebody and then it's bam, wing dinga. And then you're like, at first it was shocking, but then I'm like, oh, look at that little feller. Look at the little feller. And then they ended up like clicking the next on me. I just don't get what the, I don't get what the excitement is about that. What the actual F?
I have no idea.
I can't.
I can't either. And, but let's talk about that he only got 3 years of probation.
Okay.
That was a 15-year-old girl.
What year was this again?
1987. I don't care what year it is. He should have been taken out back and shot.
Well, especially for a soldier, because I feel like they're held to a different standard, first of all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Second of all, at the very least, he should have been dishonorably discharged, if nothing else. But as we all know from, you know, the true crime world, anybody who listens to true crime or watches it, you already know that this is like the first step to escalation.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like we know that more now, but there's just so many that could have been prevented if they would have handled it differently back
then. Yeah, for sure.
1988, while still in the Navy, Richard married his first child bride. Yeah, that's right.
Well, of course.
Her name was Bonnie.
How old was Bonnie?
17.
Aw, that's not that young.
Good old Dick was 25.
Okay, I mean, it's a little young.
Bonnie had been Richard's neighbor when they were kids and his sister's friend. She always had a crush on him and said that he was her first love.
Ugh, gross.
Yep. While married, they lived in California and Maine. After he was honorably discharged from the Navy, they settled down in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, that's in your neck of the woods. Jinx!
You owe me a Coke. 5 months after Richard and Bonnie bought their first home in 1996, Bonnie was planning on leaving Richard.
Okay. Why was she leaving Dick?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, but it's going to come later.
Okay. All right.
She said... Well, I'll give you a little snippet, but I'll tell you the real reason later.
Okay.
She said she felt unloved and that he didn't pay any attention to her. She was having an affair with a man that she met on the internet in California.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I got a couple of questions. All right. How long were they married?
Don't make me do math. I don't know. Okay. They got married in 1988.
Okay. This how long were they married? Okay. 88, 96?
Yeah. Okay. So how old was she?
Like less than 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So
there was 96. Was there internet then? I guess there was.
Yeah. With that dial up.
Oh, dial up. Okay. Yeah. Chat rooms. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So maybe Dick wasn't interested in Bonnie anymore because she was a woman at that point. Oh, look at that look. You're like, you're a smart girl. Yes, I am.
So, while Bonnie went on vacation to meet up with her lover, I guess, in California, Richard kidnapped his first girl, Sophia Silva. Sophia was a 16-year-old girl who was sitting on her front porch.
Okay. Mm.
Her sister was inside the house, and this was in Spotsylvania, which isn't far from Fredericksburg. So she was sitting on the porch doing homework when Richard just pulled up and snatched her.
Right off her damn front porch.
Right off her porch.
That's crazy.
Her sister heard nothing, which also blows my mind. But I have a theory later.
Okay.
I don't want to say it now because it'll give stuff away. But when her sister came to check on her to see what's going on, She was gone. All that was left was her grape soda. Sophia's family called the police. At that time, of course, they weren't considering it foul play. They were trying to say she was a runaway. Yep. Sophia's mom was like, no, she was happy. She did not run away. That's not what happened. A month later, Sophia's body was found by farm workers in a swamp. Mm. She had been drowned in that swamp, but not before, I think I blacked this part out.
Oh my God.
Not before she was shaven clean and raped.
I can't.
I know. I've mentally blocked this out. May 1st, 1997, Richard had gone to a meeting at the courthouse for his bankruptcy that he had to claim because of the divorce.
From Bonnie.
From his first child bride, Bonnie. When this meeting was over, okay, he just went to the courthouse and then he's like, okay, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go drive to Blockhouse Road where he kidnapped Kristen, who was 15, and Katie, who was 12.
Oh, yeah. Two little girls at the same time?
Both of them. Yep. Oh, they were sisters.
God. No.
They were getting off the bus in front of their house, and he snatched them.
Shut up.
He drove 40 miles away to the South Anna River in Hanover County, which is even closer to where I live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Their bodies were found 5 days later. They had both been drowned in the bathtub. Shaved and raped. Like
how horrible is that? Because the way that he was probably able to take both of those girls at the same time is because they were sisters and he probably held them against each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you come with me too, I'm not gonna hurt you. And oh my God, their parents. Oh my
their
God.
Parents. Their parents. Oh. I mean, that's both.
God, that's it's two bad of their enough. Children.
Yep. It's bad enough to lose one.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I want to kill him. I want to murder him.
Okay. Just wait.
Oh, God.
Richard took a break from being a true piece of shit and got married to his second child bride.
Oh, my God.
Hope.
Floats. Hope floats.
Crowley.
It's a movie. It's a great movie. Okay. Go ahead.
Hope Crowley. I don't know. In 1999, she was 17.
Oh, he likes him young.
He was 36.
Oh my God, I can't.
She was a waitress that he met while he was out to breakfast with his mom and his sister.
Oh, he's picking up kids when he's out with his family. Oh, I can't.
His sister encouraged this girl. Like, yeah, you should go on a date with him.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, hold up. His sister, who, since he grew up with his sisters, I'm assuming is probably older than the 17-year-old girl. You don't have to answer that. I'm just calculating in my head. And a 17-year-old looks young compared to a 30-something-year-old man. And her sister is like encouraging this.
His sister, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant if I didn't say it. She needs to be punched in the face too. Seriously.
A thousand percent. When he gets married, he marries these young girls. And it stops the urges for him to kidnap, rape, and murder.
What, until they fucking grow up?
Exactly.
Oh, my
God. But as they get older, he loses interest. That's why he wasn't showing Bonnie, his first wife, love or attention.
Because she had
grown up.
She, like, aged out of her marriage. Oh, my God. Yes.
He would make them in people that... that prey on these young girls is just sad because you get them, you can brainwash them. He had these girls, you know, shave everything and then dress in like little girls' clothes.
No.
Yeah, he was sick.
Oh my God.
Yeah. On June 24th, 2002, Richard abducted Kara Robinson, a 15-year-old. Kara was in a friend's yard. Yeah, friend's yard. When Richard came up to her with a gun and took her. So now it makes a little bit more sense on why he could take these girls and they didn't really make any noise because he had a gun on them.
Hold up. Let me just give a little PSA. I don't know if I can do it in the PSA voice. Listener discretion. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, yo, if somebody comes up to you and tries to take you, gun, knife, whatever, please do not let them take you to a second location. Fucking please. Please let them kill you where you stay, like literally right there where you stand. Let them kill you, because promise, promise, pinky swear, it's going to be way worse when they take you to a second location. Okay.
100.
Disclosure.
100%.
I'd be like, mother trucker, you're going to have to shoot me right here. I ain't going no mother trucking where. No.
No, yeah.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, but they were young, and I probably would have done the same thing when I was like 15 way back in the day.
Yeah, so, but,
Okay, for all you other 15, 16, 12, 11, 10, no. Don't let them take you to a second location. No.
This little badass escaped him. Yeah.
Oh, yes, girl. Yes.
So Kara. she was able to tell her story.
Yes.
Which, you know, I'm sure helped a whole hell of a lot, especially with the families that did lose their children. I'm sure it helped to know exactly.
Did it say how she was able to escape, or am I rushing this story?
You're rushing it.
Okay. Sorry.
So Kara said that he put her in a plastic container in the back seat.
Oh my God, like a tote?
Like a tote.
Oh no.
I'm glad you call it tote. When I call it a tote, nobody knows what I'm talking about.
How do you not know what a tote is? What do they call it?
Plastic boxes. I don't know. Plastic. But it's a damn tote.
It's a tote.
When you ring it up at the store, it says tote.
Clearly says tote.
Okay, so I'm glad you know what I'm talking about. But that's what it is. One of those big plastic
totes,
you know, containers, the totes,
totes
that you put your Christmas stuff in and put in the attic.
Yes. Totes. Go ahead.
Then he stopped after 10 or 15 minutes and handcuffed her. He shoved paper towels in her mouth and a rope around her neck to keep her quiet.
I hate him so much.
Oh, he's the worst. Richard carried her in the plastic tote up to his apartment. I'm not even sure how nobody noticed. Like, why are you struggling with that tote, Richard?
I don't.
Oh, because there's a human in it.
Yeah, because like, I mean, she's 15, so she's not some little 6-year-old child. I would think that the weight wouldn't even be evenly distributed, right?
No,
so he would be struggling.
Struggling.
Whoa! Oh my God. Okay.
This asshole raped her for hours. After he was done, he started to clean the apartment. Kara said she offered to sweep, like, anything just to keep him calm.
Just to keep him from not murdering her.
Right. When it was time for bed, Richard handcuffed Kara's hands together and feet. So he can't, But he handcuffed her all together and then tied her to the bed. Kara waited until he started snoring. And then she started messing with the knots from the tie.
She was so brave and so fucking smart. Not to say that the other victims weren't, but Jesus Christ, what 15-year-old has it in their mindset to start messing with their handcuffs? And I mean, that's brave. That's
right.
That's super brave.
And she got those knots undone. And so after she did that, you know, she was trying to get out of the apartment with her hands and her feet still handcuffed.
Oh my
now
God.
The way that I'm picturing it is that your feet are handcuffed, you know how like
they're together, and then maybe your arms are together. Do you think that her hands and her feet were together?
I don't know.
That
but
would be
either way
crazy.
Either way, even if you have your feet cuffed together and you still got
that's a lot.
Yeah, she is a champ.
Hell yeah.
So she got to the police, and then the manhunt was on. After she had escaped, Richard, of course, woke up, saw that she was gone, and he was like, peace. So he was out.
Ugh.
When the police got to the apartment, they found lots of evidence linking him to the other crimes.
So not only did this girl freaking escape, handcuffed, feet cuffed, whatever, but she had the mindset to tell them where she was held.
Right.
What?
Right.
Like, she is amazing. Shit. Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know how far she was from where she was abducted. I mean, it says 10 to 15 minutes. After 10 or 15 minutes, he stopped to handcuff her, but then right. he kept going. So she, yeah.
That's she's, insane.
He had newspaper articles and trophies from his victims. Richard also kept a detailed journal of what he did.
What a dumbass.
He would stalk his victims before he took them.
I can't.
There were notes on other girls that they assumed he was preparing to take. And they talked to some of these other girls, and they didn't notice anything. They didn't notice him following her, like following them, nothing.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I think it's really important, especially for people that have girls, to you need to tell them to pay attention to their surroundings.
Well, that's a lot harder said than done. You know what I'm saying?
But I've always done that, even when I was younger. And I had friends that were so stupid, and they wouldn't pay attention to anything. I'm like, you're going to die. You're going to get kidnapped.
We should come up with shirts that are like, bitch, don't die. Just that. Please, bitch, don't die. Please, bitch, don't get kidnapped.
Like,
new clothing line coming your way.
But I also think at 15 and 16, you know, your children are old enough for you to sit them down and tell them, look, you need to pay attention to what's going on. People in this world are sick. You don't have to go into detail, but
I mean, I don't necessarily go into detail, but, you know, I've got Maddie who's almost 13 and she wants to gain her independence. And she talks about how I'm so like I hold her back from living her life. Oh, my God. And then she's like, you won't let me go past a certain pole on my bicycle or my hoverboard. And she was like, pros and cons. Let's do pros and cons. Cons, I can't live my life. I'm like, pros, you're alive.
You know? Right. You're not in some creepy guy's trunk.
Exactly. Pros, you're alive. You have not been kidnapped. I mean, I'm doing my job.
I mean, I get it from both sides. I understand because they, you know, she's young and she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. And it's because you don't want to go into detail because you don't want to scare the fucking shit out of her.
I mean, I kind of do if she keeps on like, oh, I want to go past the pole. No, we live in a small little town. There's no grocery store here. I get that it's far-fetched that something may happen, but that's whenever shit happens.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And she don't need to go past the pole. She don't need to be on the pole. Nothing about the pole needs to be in her vocabulary.
Don't be on the pole, girl. Oh, that's so funny. I would lose my shit. I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I would set that place on fire.
This is why people never took us, because they would bring us back because we're hateful. Oh,
100%. Mm-hmm.
So Richard's family saw the news and they saw that the police were looking for him. They were helping him get out of town.
No, like, yeah. Oh, a murdering, child molesting, pedophile, piece of crap.
So his mom was in complete denial that he did this, you know. I mean
it was obvious he liked young girls considering he married two, so she was just fucking delusional.
100%. Richard confessed to his sister that he did this. He confessed everything to her. At that point she started helping the police. About time. Like,
I want to look up that see you next Tuesday bucket and put her damn face on blast. Like, send her a friendly request. Yeah, request. Send her a friend request on Facebook and be like, oh, you're see you next Tuesday. Didn't you hook him up with a second child bride? So technically you're kind of an enabler.
Yeah.
Okay. But she did turn him in. Okay.
She did.
Okay.
On June 27th, 2002, the police finally caught up to him. They surrounded him in Sarasota, Florida,
Oh man, the way you say that, I don't like the way you say that. It makes me like think of like, oh, they surrounded him and then he murdered himself.
Richard wouldn't put down.
I'm sorry, I gave it away.
He wouldn't put down the gun, so they let the dogs loose on his ass. But in the end, he shot himself.
I can't.
His family got him cremated and spreaded his ashes. With the evidence they found in his foot locker, so he had this locker that he carried with him throughout his years. And his child brides would ask him, you know, what's in there? Can I look in there? I want to open it, yada, yada. And he refused. He didn't want them touching it. He didn't want anything. Like, don't touch my foot locker.
See, okay, first of all, to me, that's when you know you've got a young bride, because you bring a foot locker in here. A, I don't give a shit. I'm not even going to ask. I literally don't care what you got in there. What do you got? What do you got in a foot locker? What do you got?
Oh, no, me, total opposite. You don't want to open it? I'll open it, and we're going to see what's in there.
But why? Why do you want to look at somebody else's shit as their private business? Who cares?
Because they're keeping trophies of people that they killed.
Okay. In that circumstance, okay. All right.
You best believe I'm going to open it up and then I'm going to throw all your clothes on the front lawn and I'm going to set it on fire.
Okay. See, we're firebugs. But what I'm saying is that we are. Before this story, I wouldn't even think to look in it.
Oh, I'm way too nosy.
Okay.
See, like 100%. I'm so nosy.
My give a shits have been broken. You know what I'm saying?
But what's weird is like, you know, I've been married for, I feel like I should know that. I don't know. Like 15 years?
Jesus. Or,
I don't know. So like at this point in our lives, like I don't go through his phone. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, I wouldn't do
bring
it.
A creepy ass fucking little footlocker in my house, and especially if I ask you, can I look in it? And you're like, no. Okay, in that circumstance, I feel you. I would look in there. If you tell me no, I'm gonna look.
Yeah.
In there. But if you say yes, I'm not gonna look in there.
When I mean, you don't hide, awesome. Especially if you don't hide anything else.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I mean, that's weird. Yeah, that's I mean, weird. It's weird. So does somebody look in the footlocker or no?
Yeah, the popos looked in the footlocker.
Oh, no, neither one of his wives did?
No.
Because he said no, you got to listen to the man, girl, because you're a kid, that's your daddy.
Well, and there wasn't much about the brides. It wasn't, they didn't say, like, I don't know if he was abusive to them. None of that was said, so I'm not sure.
Right.
So I don't know if he scared them or whatever. So they found a note leading to the body of Alicia Reynolds, but there's no evidence other than that note that leads to him being the killer.
Okay. Did they find her?
They found her.
Okay. So they found something leading them to where this girl could be found in his footlocker.
There was more evidence that it was possibly somebody else.
He had a partner?
I think he had a partner.
Shut up.
So if you think about it, how the hell, I mean, I get like when he took two sisters, I get if you're threatening one, the other one will listen or do what you want them to do.
Oh, 100%.
But how did you get them both in the car?
No. Fast? That's not the word. He could have done that fast. But the question is, how did he get that girl off her own fucking front porch when she could have just ran inside the house? That's the bigger question. Getting two sisters, like, kidnapped at the same time, I don't think that's that suspicious considering they're sisters. But that girl off the front porch, that is weird as shit.
Well, and, like, the way they talked about her, that she lived in kind of like a neighborhood, it kind of sounded like.
Yeah, her sister was literally there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think he had somebody either driving the car or helping him snatch these girls.
God.
I'm going to dig more into that one.
Yes, please.
Isn't that crazy?
insane. I want to know who Dick's friend is.
And I hate the fact that he killed himself.
I hate that too. Worst. Oh, you're a big old vajayjay, which is like giving you a compliment because vajayjays are awesome. Edit. What the
Edit. Oh my God.
I mean, what I meant, I didn't mean like they're awesome. I meant that they like, they give birth.
Edit. Just fucking edit.
Oh, oh my God. Oh. All right. So that's a story of Dick. Oh God. Wouldn't it be hilarious if like his partner in crime, his name was Trickle? Dick and a sleazy partner, Trickle. They were the worst. Fuck 'em.
They were the worst. They were so the worst.
Well, you know what? He's burning in hell, I feel certain. So
Yeah. And if it's not hell, he's burning somewhere.
True.
I would have spread his ashes in the toilet.
I was gonna say the same thing. No. A litter box.
Bless your ass.
No, fuck that. A litter box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You nasty bastard. That's disgusting. I can't with pedophiles. Yeah. That's the worst. Like you are lower than low. You know. Okay.
Well, and that's why when you go to prison with a bunch of people that have killed people, like murderers, they kill you. You know, even
yeah,
in
like
prison,
they're even low on the totem limit. Pole. Yeah,
yeah.
An honor among thieves.
Yeah,
yeah. Totally.
So, Well, that's the case on a good old Dick Evanitz.
You almost called him Dick Trickle, didn't you?
No, but that's
I cannot wait to edit this. Awesome.
Oh, God. All right. So, guys, we have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. We have a website.
I mean, we kind of have a website. Are you frozen or are you just like
no.
shocked? Okay, nope. No, we have the website, but it's just like I'm so busy. I haven't updated it lately.
Oh,
that's all. Okay. It's still there. It's there. SlaughterSisters.com. Go check it out. Give
you
me
can
an
look
opportunity.
At it, but nothing's new.
If you've already looked at it, there's nothing new to see here.
We also want to interact with you guys. Come on now. Send us some stories of some supernatural shit. You hung out with a murderer.
Yes.
If you have a ghost friend, I don't care. Like, send us some.
Whatever. And we're also totally down.
Adoption stories. We want
adoption stories. Yeah, because that hits home. But also, we're open. We're not trying to be famous. We're just doing something that we love. This is our hobby, and we're bonding over this. Like,
I'd really, really, really like to get some type of medium, clairvoyant type person. Like, that's what I've been looking everywhere. If you guys know of anybody, message us. Like, I need it.
Me. I mean, I don't know if she'll do it or not, but there's a psychic in my county. She has like a fucking business. I'm not kidding.
Okay, that's your job.
I've always wanted to go to her, but I never. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're a genius. Oh
yeah,
my God.
We need to do that.
What are you laughing at?
Edit.
Or don't edit. Oh my God. That is a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm so into that.
I'm so into that. I don't
what
know
would
her
be
name.
Even okay, we'll figure all that out and maybe we can plan for me to come down there.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I get so worked up so easy. OMG. I pass by her like daily, like her business. Or day. I don't know how she's gonna feel with corona and all, but
I mean we could zoom her.
All right. Look, my Twitter people. Coffee, wine, and true crime. They've mentioned us. They're an amazing podcast. I've listened to them. You should give them a listen. There's another one. Oh my God. I've been drinking. So you got to give me a second to remember their name. Oh God. She's amazing. Fight Cusp. That's it. Fight Cusp.
Oh, yep. What's that about?
She's pretty badass. It's a guy and a girl and they're BFFs and they just, you know, talk about everything, anything and everything. True crime. You know, weird shit, supernatural shit, whatever.
Cool. I'm gonna listen to that.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. So Fight Cusp, they're my people. I'm trying to like shout out all the people that I love and that I listen to. Like I literally listen to these and it's awesome. Blue Side of the Mountain, they're super new. They only have a few episodes, but Blue Side of the Mountain, they're pretty badass. So check them out as well.
Yeah.
They're a true crime podcast. It's two dudes and I've listened to them and I love them. So those are the three that I'm going to shout out. I'm sure I'll have more. They're just such good people. They really are. They're super supportive. Oh, also, I want to give a little shout out to my other sister. I have many. Christy, she made us our Slaughter Sisters shirts.
What?
Yes.
They look amazing. I posted it on Twitter. Looks fantastic. I'll have to send it to you so you can put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that.
Oh, she did a fantastic job. So I think that we're going to start using her for if we get, you know, once we build up our listeners, which I thought we were doing fucking awesome.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in.
We appreciate you guys very much. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.